And with Mardi Gras season in the air, it's time to explore not only the camp and the glam, but also to explore what it's like to play and compete as an elite gay athlete in this country. This weekend, as part of the Mardi Gras Film Festival, an all-star panel of sports stars will get together to discover and discuss the impact their sexuality has had on their careers and personal lives. The panel will follow the screening of Malcolm Ingram's excellent documentary, Out to Win, which examines the lives of aspiring and professional gay and lesbian athletes and is co-presented with ACON and Pride in Diversity. Joining us this morning is former Olympic gold medal winning swimmer Daniel Kowalski. Daniel, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Absolute pleasure.
Now, you're part of an all-star panel this Sunday, including Matthew Mitchum, Ian Thorpe and Casey Conway, where you'll be discussing how your sexuality has impacted your sporting and personal lives. Can you give us a sneak peek of your own story?
Yeah, I guess I was one of those who probably wasn't brave enough or didn't have the courage to accept my sexuality when I did realise towards the tail end of my career. So for me, this is an interesting process to be a part of something and to hear what other people's views are, because you don't know what you don't know. And then since coming out and realised that nothing in my life has changed for the negative, I really wish I had been able to do it sooner.
So do you think things have gotten easier for gay and lesbian athletes as time's gone on?
So I've been quite strong on the position that in this country, whilst things have improved, sport just seems to be one of the last areas where diversity and inclusiveness is still a long way behind. But having said that, we clearly have made some giant steps, but there's still a long way to go.
So do you think, you know, how many players do you think there are that were like you, sort of hiding who they really were to the public?
Yeah, listen, I'm always generally low to speculate, but I guess just based on statistics alone, there's got to be some out there. And for whatever reason, they're choosing not to publicly come out, and maybe they've dealt with it their own way. But as I said, there's statistics that show that there has to be some.
Yeah. What about women's and men's sport? Do you think it's easier or perhaps not as hard for a female athlete to come out than a male athlete? What do you think?
Listen, that's a really good question. And we've got two of the girls on the panel on the weekend, Sally Shippard, who played for the Matildas, the soccer team, and Shelley Gorman was a basketballer. And I'm really keen to hear their response on that, because I guess all I can say is that there seems to be more of a drama or someone, or however you want to word it, around men coming out as opposed to women. So, that's probably reflective of society. You see the lack of coverage that female sports get compared to male sports. So maybe it's all relative.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, the documentary that is screening before the panel is called Out to Win, and it features interviews with stars like Martina Navratilova and Billie Jean King. Are there any examples of sports stars coming out that stand out for you?
Yeah, there's a few retired now NBA players, basketball players, who are featured in that documentary. There's also a Major League Baseball. So those athletes who are, you know, in the professional ranks in the US, where it seems to be way more hyper-masculine than any other sort of sporting leagues in the world. So they're always the ones that I find intriguing, because there is that locker room mentality, and we can't share a locker room with, you know, a gay man, because we're all straight or whatever it may be. And so for me, they're probably the most fascinating, because it seems like it's more of a journey and more stereotypes that they have to deal with.
Yeah, and I guess sort of another interesting area in this sort of debate and this sort of conversation is around sponsorship. Now, the documentary elaborates on how when Billie Jean King was outed by an ex-partner, her sponsors evaporated. So do you think there are still companies out there that would avoid associating their name with an LGBTIQ athlete?
Oh, that's a good question. I think the best way to answer that is you just have to look at the support from corporate in the parade at had Mardi Gras to realise that more and more companies are accepting, they recognise diversity, they're doing a lot to ensure that their, you know, LGBTIQ employees feel safe in that environment. So you'd like to think that that translates to, you know, sport and sponsorship. But, I mean, the same as the numbers that reflect the fact that people, there must be some gay athletes. There'll be some sponsors who just don't want to go near them.
Yeah. All right, we'll leave it there. But, Daniel, thanks so much for joining us on 2SER this morning.
No, thank you. Thanks.
That is Daniel Kowalski, a former Olympic gold medal winning swimmer, specialising in the long distance swims. Absolute legend speaking to him. And he's forming part of the panel that'll be on Sunday night after a screening documentary, Out to Win. If you want to head along, it is part of the Mardi Gras Film Festival, an absolute great event. Check it out this Sunday, the 28th of February, 7:30 at the George Street Cinemas. And tickets are selling fast. Head to queerscreen.org.au to check out some tickets that are left for that fascinating panel and documentary.